So the foil Sinn Féin MLA, Raymond McCartney, with us this morning. Morning to you, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Was the right decision taken in moving the torch route rather than moving the protesters?
Well, I don't know all the facts, Stephen, to make that sort of judgment. But I think what we need to do is, and I'm sure the PSNA at their debrief and the other people involved in the event will tell us that. I mean, if people were saying yesterday they were coming to do a peaceful protest, then I think, you know, they had their legitimate right to do that. But if they breached any agreements that they'd made with the PSNA or with the organisers, then they have to explain that as well. But I think what we have to avoid, and both Mark Durkan and Gregory Campbell have both said this, I don't think we should either understate what happened or overstate. You know, certainly it's not something which we want to see happening. It is the wrong headline, but I think we have to move on, because the bigger story was that the people in Derry, indeed the people, you know, throughout the north, indeed the torch now will be going to Dublin, will have embraced it, and I think we have to remember that positive message and work forward on it.
What about this RAD group, Raymond, and what they've done now? Completely changed their DNA, or certainly their public pronouncement on their DNA. RAD thus far have said that they are a one issue party. Now they're saying that they're attacking police officers because of attacks on Republicans and their families.
And Stephen, I have been on your programme, and indeed I've been on various programmes from the outset, saying that what RAD was about was no different from the other dissident groups. They were anti-peace process, and indeed they were anti the Sinn Féin project. And I think what happened at the weekend, regretful as it was, and indeed dangerous as it was, is part of the process of exposing RAD. Because in the last month or so, there's been a fair degree of anger within Derry. I think the community, the women, through Move On and our anti-RAD protests, has finally, I'm not saying hit home with RAD, but what they do in these...
It's clear they're not listening. They're attacking cops now.
Well, I mean, well, they're listening or not, again, I mean, of course they're not when they carried out that action. But I think what you're finding increasingly, that whatever people may have thought at the beginning around indifference or RAD saying indifference sometimes to support, I think this community in Derry has said to them very, very clearly, you don't act on our behalf. Indeed, you're on our backs. Please get off it. And what they're doing at the weekend is trying to make themselves relevant. They're trying to make themselves popular. And that's what they have did in the past. I think they'll fail in that. We have to remain focused. We have to remain doing what we have to do. And we have to ensure that these people are taken off the streets and taken off the backs of the people of Derry.